Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. Farm Fest is August 5th through the 7th near Redwood Falls, and it features some of the latest and greatest in agriculture. Farm Fest Marketing Director Nikki Jones joins this Field Talk podcast and highlights some of what's new for 2025.
Well, as always, we have our exhibitors. We have close to 400 exhibitors on site, and you know, each year they bring all their new stuff, any new innovations, new technologies that have come up in the last year, and you know, they're there as experts to talk about them, how it works, you know, what it looks like. But in addition to that, we of course have some new things that we put together as well. We have a skid steer rodeo this year, so we have skid loaders on an obstacle course with tasks that each driver will have to complete in their time. In the fastest time around the obstacle course will win. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's from 1:30 to 3:30 on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then from 11 to 1 on Thursday. And that's August 5th, 6th, and 7th. And I think it'll be a lot of fun. It's the first year we're doing this, and people can either sign up as drivers or they can just watch. And, you know, they'll see the equipment from Kibble, Senko, Ziegler, and Prime Attachments, and kind of see firsthand how those machines handle and function and how they can be great benefit on the farm. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, in addition to fun, as you mentioned, it certainly useful, provides information about the machinery and some things that folks might be able to do on their own operations.
Absolutely. Yeah. The experts on each machine will be there to talk about them and what they can do. And, you know, we'll get to see how people can drive around and operate those machines.
And one of the things I know the last number of years that's been very popular is the livestock tent. It's certainly important across Minnesota. There's a lot of livestock producers there. What are some of the things happening there that would be interest of folks?
Yeah, well, you know, we've always had our livestock tent. We always do our daily cattle shoot demonstrations. We're putting a little bit more of an emphasis this year. We know livestock is very important to Minnesota farming. And, you know, we have moved the tent over to Second Street towards the south end of the show, kind of closer to the gates. And then surrounding the livestock tent, we've got livestock specific exhibitors. And we still have our daily cattle shoot demonstrations from Livestock Equipment and Manufacturing and Real Tough. And they're going to show us, you know, how those shoots work and how they are, you know, safe. And we also, though, have education sessions set up during the afternoons, kind of around lunchtime. We're going to be talking about New World screwworm, which is very important, you know, in the cattle industry right now, and what that means, what that looks like. We've got one talking about managing risks and finding profit in the cattle and hog markets. And then on Thursday afternoon sessions, you can actually come and get your beef quality assurance training and certification. So, you know, that you can sign up for that ahead of time, but we are one of those places where if you're looking for your BQA, you can get it there.
And safety, certainly always an issue around this time of year and always in agriculture. And you, again, have the UMass, the Upper Midwest Ag Safety and Health Center, having their pavilion up there as well.
They do, and they always provide some really great information on wellness and safety, what to do in certain emergency situations, as well as, you know, from a health perspective, on Wednesday, they're doing blood pressure screenings in the tent, and you can kind of get more information about what it might mean if you have higher blood pressure, you know, and there's plenty of demonstrations going on throughout the day. So we're looking forward to having them there. They're a good partner with us every year.
And certainly, you know, farmers willing to, you know, step up and fight through a lot of things, but a little self-care is not a bad thing for farmers, obviously.
Right. And the mission of UMass is really to make sure that farmers and the rural community as a whole has access to the same amount of information and help that they might need. So it's definitely a strong mission, and we want to make sure everybody does have those resources.
And we certainly can't forget the youngest visitors coming to FarmFest, Kids Zone again. I guess tell me what's happening there and what would be attractive to the young folks.
Absolutely. So we've got a bunch of family fun events this year. The Kids Zone is something we started last year. We have actually expanded it this year. We've got all sorts of fun things going on in there, from arts and crafts to bubbles and toys, and there's a reading corner and coloring activities and games. So a lot of fun for kids to have in there. But we've also got this new corn maze. We've built up a maze through some of our corn and that we're growing there on site. And so that'll be a lot of fun for families to kind of get lost in there. There's a bunch of new shopping opportunities for, in the toy and craft tent. So that'll be, something fun families can do. And of course, the kids' pedal pole is a daily event that kids can compete and, for the chance to win a trophy. So it's a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. And get your farm news and market information daily from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture.